Hello.
Hi, is this John?
Yes.
Good to speak with you again, John. This is Paul calling you back here from Local Splash. We spoke earlier today. Is this a better time?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, good, good. So I know we kind of covered a lot real quick, but did you have any questions for me?
Yes, I do. So basically, if I go with you guys and you're going to get me basically on the first page of Google, how does that work as far as, like, let's say you guys have a competitor and another electrical company is paying them. How does that work, basically?
Right. So, I mean, we are a Google partner. So what that means for us is we can only work with one business at a time per area and industry. So you would be our only client in the area on Long Island for the electrical contractor position. That doesn't mean you'll be the only company on the first page. I mean, you could Google your own business name and you wouldn't be the only company that pops up. There are going to be other companies, your competition, that might be working with our competition, other Google partners. But as long as you're on that first page as one of those options, you'll get more phone calls. And of course, people will call you after seeing the website. Now, Tara says you're building a website yourself. Are you actively doing that, or is someone else building it for you?
I'm actively doing it myself.
How's it going?
It's going. I'm honestly kind of busy, and I just haven't had time to sit at the computer and do it.
Gotcha. And that's kind of the response that I get from most business owners. You've already got a lot on your plate getting that website going, although you know it's important. Sometimes just sticks on that back burner. Now, the reason that I'm even asking is we do build websites in-house for our clients that either don't have a website or they're working on a website, they need a new website. We could take that over for you. We could use your domain and build a new website for you. I mean, unless you're deep into it and you want to finish it yourself, I mean, you still always could do that. I mean, the website that we would build would, in that case, be a placeholder.
Let me ask you this. What is your price range to do something like that?
Well, in this case, because I know that you can build it on your own, and we would want you to have a website as quickly as possible because, you know, to be honest with you, our job is not just to put you on the first page, it's to give the people who see you there the reasons to call you, so we know a website would mean not just more phone calls, but a higher quality of call. Someone who looked at the website and then decided to call you typically is calling because they want to hire you. Now, I would be able to include that website for you then at no additional cost. We would build it, host it, maintain it, even update it for you at no additional cost. It is still going to be that fixed flat rate of exactly $299 a month. There would be just a one-time setup fee of $99 that helps us offset the cost, not just, you know, creating the website, but all the additional content that we have to create, making sure you're verified, making sure that anything that's already out there is accurate, fixing it if it's not. Normally, that setup fee is $299 by itself on top of the initial payment, but I'm going to take $200 off of that setup fee. It would just be the one-time setup fee of $99. It attaches to only that first month. Every month after that, it drops down to exactly $299. Like I said, everything's going to be included. The Facebook ads are included. The website, building it, hosting it, maintaining it, updating it, that's also included at no cost. We're not going to nickel and dime you here. It's simple, straightforward pricing. You're not paying per lead, quick call, or job, or a percentage of your profits. There's no taxes or fees. It would just be that exact amount, that $299, just that $199 setup fee that would attach to the first month.
Okay, I'm definitely very interested in going with you guys. But my other question would be, as far as, like, so if, like, let's say I Google, like, electricians near me, and there's, like, a sponsored area on Google,
correct,
and then it basically goes to that map area. How does that work now?
So now you would be in the map section with this particular package. Now, we are actually a Google Premier partner. We can do Google pay-per-click, the sponsored ads that you mentioned for you. We could also do, like, local service ads, which is pay-per-lead with Google, and something similar to Angie's, but with with Google pay-per-lead, it's one contractor per lead. So you're not sharing that lead with your competitors. You're not in a bidding war. You get matched up with one individual potential customer. You're only paying for valid leads where you actually talk to somebody and price them, you know. So it's not like you're paying for every single lead that you might be experiencing with Angie. So we can do that for you as well. This particular package, the $299, has Facebook ads, not Google ads. Google minimum requirement for ads is $300. So we could swap out the Facebook ads and do $300 of Google ads instead. You'd be looking at $499 with the one-time setup fee instead of the $299. We could add Google ads on top of the $100 of Facebook ads. You'd be looking at $599. But if you want to keep it budget-friendly and still cover all of Long Island, that platinum package with the Facebook ads, that's a good product. It's a good way to go. Like I said, we can always add Google pay-per-click, the sponsored ads, later on down the road.
Okay. And do you know off the top of your head, like, do you guys get, like, numbers and everything like that? Like, after I do this, like, is there something I could be expecting or something like that, or not really? It's just kind of however it works.
Let me do a quick search, and this is only going to give you just a, like, a kind of a baseline here. Typically wants to search by radius, which doesn't really help you out with Long Island. Of course, it's a lot longer than it is wide. But let me just put in a 50-mile radius. That's going to give you an idea here. And it's only populating, gosh, it looks like it's only populating 9 of the most popular search phrases. Now, for electrical contractors, I mean, there could be, you know, 20 or 30 search phrases that someone might type in, and you can still be found for anything, even misspellings. It's just that this search that I'm doing is pretty limited, but in the last 30 days for, like, roughly a 50-mile radius of 11725, and those top 9 search phrases generated 1,814 searches. That's not 1,800 people going to call you directly. You'd probably change your phone if it was. But Google always says, and it seems to be the case, regardless of area and industry, John, the businesses on the first page will see from 1% to 2% of the total number of searches for their services translating into direct phone calls. So roughly 1,800 searches, that's about 18 searches, or 18 phone calls, I should say. 2% would be 36. We can obviously scale that up. I mean, you're going to be found for more than these 9 search phrases and get phone calls for those clients too. But if you're getting roughly maybe 20, 25 calls on the low end, maybe 40 or 50 phone calls on the high end from someone who looked at your website before they decided to call you, and that's every month, right? And that's just for Google. That doesn't include the Facebook ads, but or even Bing, which is about 1 out of 10 people searching on Bing as well. I think even a modest conversion rate with those types of numbers would have you not just offsetting the cost, but being very profitable doing so. I think it might even give you enough work that you might scale back on Angie's and not even pay for those leads.
Okay. All right. Let's do it then. I'll do the $299 one. Mm-hmm. With the website build and everything like that and the Facebook ads.
That's perfect. And we can use your existing domain and build that website out for you. Now, when we get your phone ringing, I mean, obviously this is a good number for us to contact you. Is it also the number you want your customers to call, the number you want on your website?
Yes.
Is it a smartphone? Can you receive a text message on this number?
Yes.
Okay. Now, most of the time, you're just going to get calls directly to you. Everything has the click-to-call feature. On the website, though, residential or even commercial clients can fill it out, tell you where they're located, what they want to have done. When they fill out that form, you get a text message as well as an email. So you always know right away when someone's trying to contact you. And whether they are calling you directly, as they most often will, or reaching out to you through your website, it's still a flat rate. You're not going to pay extra for those leads either. Now, as far as the email address goes, if it's a business email, we'll list it physically on the website. People would be able to see it. If it's a personal email, that's perfectly fine. We just don't show it on the website. No one would even know what it is, but it would still be attached to that contact form. John, what is a good email address then either for you or for the business itself?
I believe, again, the business is very new, and I haven't honestly received a lot of emails yet. I think I would have to get it back to you, but I'm pretty sure it's johnmessina@eamelectric.com.
At eamelectric.com, right?
Yeah, eamelectric.com.
Okay. The business itself, though, is EAM Electrical Contractors. Is that how you wanted it to appear online?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And you said that was first name, last name at EAM Electric. And then what is your last name? How do you spell it?
M-E-S-S-I-N-A.
Messina. And then, Mr. Messina, I wanted to ask you, because on Angie there's a physical address at 3 Windhaven Lane, but that's your residence, right? I mean, your service space. You go out to the customer, no one comes to you, there's not a physical address you want the public to know about?
No, not really. I honestly, that kind of got hooked into when I did
the
Google. That,
okay.
Yeah, and I created Google, you know, that Google profile that you guys can see.
Right.
Basically,
right.
That... They just got hooked into that. I guess somehow my profile got hooked into my address.
Okay. So on Google, it just shows city and state. Oh, no, it actually does have the physical address on there. If that's something you wanted us to hide, we can do that for you. If it's something you're okay with, I mean, Google actually...
I just wanted it to say COMAC. That's all I wanted it to say.
Okay. All right. So I will see if we can get that address hidden for you. For service-based businesses, I mean, it's your home, and, you know, someone can't drive out there and knock on the door. Typically, you're out in the field most days, so Google actually wouldn't want that on there. But we'll let them be aware of that, and we can possibly get that address hidden. And if you don't have any other questions for me, Mr. Messina, I'll be scheduling what's called a client interview, and it's exactly like it sounds. One of our Google-trained technicians will give you a follow-up call. It takes about 30, 35 minutes. We'll talk to you in more detail about your services, your service area, anything like a mission statement or slogan, what's unique about your business, how you want your website to look, etc. You don't have to be in front of a computer for that call. It's really just basic knowledge questions off the top of your head about your business. You can be working, driving, as long as you can carry on that conversation. And then the other thing that I'm required to do here, because we are Google partners, is to read what's called a voice verification. John, it gets recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that we're reducing both the cost of the service and the one-time setup fee, that we'll actually be including a website for you at no cost, etc. The voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify my question. It's actually pretty straightforward. I am required to read it, however, before I can even ask you for that initial investment, but if everything does still make sense at the end, we would move forward from there. Is that fair?
Sure.
Okay, perfect. Give me just one quick second then to get that set up. Okay, so it reads as follows. It says, "Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Mr. Messina, this part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?"
EAM Electrical Contractors.
That's exactly how I have that. And then, John, please state your name and your official title within the business.
John Messina, owner and operator.
And John, as the owner-operator of EAM Electrical Contractors, Mr. Messina, of course, you are authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
Of course, make all the decisions for your company. And of course, non-contractual, just reiterating that it is a month-to-month service. Now, for the billing information that you will be using for our services, John, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Of course. Now, John, it does say to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are also actively involved in your campaign, because it's our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services can, in fact, contact you. So for that reason, we specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, which is 48 hours or less. The phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Mr. Messina, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
perfect. It's our job to make sure your phone is ringing. As long as you answer the phone, you'll do well with the service. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we ask that you would continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it is month to month. We are already aware of Angie, and there is no conflict there. The reason that we even ask, well, first of all, we wouldn't want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And equally or even more important is we will always make sure that your business information online is accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we do ask that you would at least let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. John, that's fair enough, right?
Yes.
Perfect. We do what's called the NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we will be the ones to create that website for you. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically, too. But if anything new comes along, that's just a good idea to let us know. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply, reducing both the setup fee as well as the subscription, with it being month-to-month, and in this case, the website included, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including that greatly reduced one-time setup fee, will be charged today's date, the 5th of June, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $398.00. When the term is completed, John, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 5th of the month at the further reduced rate of exactly $299. That $299 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, so it would never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. In fact, it's an exact amount. So there's no taxes, no fees, no surcharges. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, Siri on a smartphone. The Facebook ads are included at no cost. And in this case, we'll also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. That website is included at no additional cost, meaning we would build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you at no additional cost. As I mentioned, it is a month-to-month service. It is offered completely at will, no contract. Again, that means you can stop altogether for any reason at any time, no questions asked or fees involved. You can also pause it if you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation. If you want to pause it seasonally, you could if necessary. All that we would request to prevent the charge of the following month is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Mr. Messina, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. John, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, that actually does conclude the voice verification. And then for that initial investment, how did you want to take care of that? MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover, what works best for you, sir?
Visa.
And is it John Messina on the card, any middle initial or the business name?
No, it's just my name.
Okay, first and last, you said it was a Visa. That should actually start with a 4. All Visa cards do. John, I am ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
All right, 4147-1801-3042-5321.
The expiration month and year?
0126.
And the last 3 digits on the back of the card?
475.
So I have 475, 475 on the back, January, or 01 of 2026 for the expiration date. And the card itself, Mr. Messina, was that 41-47-1801-3042-5321.
Yep.
And does it bill at that home address, the 3 Windhaven Lane, 11725?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Now, in about a minute or so here, you are going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. If you do, though, have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Okay, give me 1 second.
No problem. Just let me know when you're ready.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, so the toll-free number is going to be 877-635-6225. Again, that is 877-635-6225. Then it is simply option one or extension one to reach client support. Mr. Messina, you can reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. That is Eastern Time. And, of course, you can email 24/7. If you do email the support team, they will follow up with you that same business day unless they get the email either after hours or maybe very late in the day, in which case they will follow up with you the following business day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Now, you will, like I said, receive all of that information by way of email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There will be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything, John, that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by a direct text message. When you receive either the email or the text, please let me know. I did want to walk you through a couple of things there. The only other order of business on my end is to schedule that follow-up call with your technician. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. We schedule by the hour, but the call itself takes about 25, maybe 35 minutes. Let me just pull up the calendar here and see what we've got. And I'm not sure if you're available, but I could actually get you in here. Well, it looks like it's probably too short notice to get you in at 2 o'clock. This afternoon, though, there's a 4 o'clock, 5 or 6 o'clock. Would any of those be okay? You won't have to be in front of a computer as long as you can answer some questions about your business. You could be driving or working. Would 4, 5, or 6 work out for you?
Is there anything at 3?
3 o'clock is when that department takes their lunch break, so we would not be able to do 3. I could probably get you in at like 2:30. I have to put in some notes. They have to prep for it.
2:30.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's going to be actually scheduled from 2 to 3, and I'm going to put that in here right now. But just so you know, I got to put some notes in. They have to prep for it. It is a one-hour window, though, so I'm pretty sure they can still accommodate that. But at least that way we can get it done sooner rather than later. Not enough time for our automated system to send you the calendar invite. That goes out an hour prior, so I'm going to send you instead just a reminder to your email that it is going to be it's going to say it's coming up in about 5 minutes here. But, obviously I'm going to put it in the notes here, and they're going to know that it's not going to be until later today. Not later, but like half an hour from now. I'll give them time to prep for it. And then I want to do one other thing here for you. Just a little bit of extra protection on the account, another layer of security here. Just a simple question and answer. If anyone calls us and tells us they are with AM Electrical Contractors, even if it's you, John, and we recognize your voice, we may still from time to time ask for you to verify the answer to the security question. Anybody that calls you and that they're not a potential customer, especially if they identify themselves as Google or Local Splash, they would need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They'll also need to know both the answer and the question. And if they can't give you that information basically immediately, you should not entertain that phone call. And if anyone calls you and asks you for more money for your Google listing, for sure that's not us. They wouldn't know that information. Obviously, the voice verification is already attached to your account, and it is for your protection. It clearly states it bills once a month for $2.99, of course, just that one-time setup fee today. Your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want?
The city I was born in.
And then what is the answer?
The answer is Rockville Center.
Okay, I have to type it in twice, but you're all set and squared away there. And then did you happen to receive either the automated email or the text message that our system should have sent out to you by now?
I got a text message that says, thank you for choosing Local Splash.
Okay, that's the one. You're also going to get a welcome email in about a minute or so. And let me just refresh my system. So the one that you said, thank you for choosing Local Splash, that's the one that I wanted you to see. It said, click here to accept the subscription terms. Do you see that one?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So click on the click here. And then it's going to take you to the Local Splash Terms of Experience. Everything we went over in the voice verification provided for you here in writing. Feel free to scroll above that long line. I'm going to be real honest with you. Google's going to be our main focus, but of course there's about 1 out of 10 people that will be searching on Bing as well. So we are going to mirror the content on Bing. We want you to get those phone calls too. All the different destinations, directories, the voice activated searches, Siri on a smartphone, the Facebook ads, the website, that's all included. Below that long line, you'll see those three boxes. We want you to click on all of those boxes. But if you can, you know, obviously, you know, let us send you text messages or SMS messages, certify that you're the authorized holder and signer of the card, and acknowledge that the payments are automatic and recurring, although you can stop at any point in time. Now, once you've got all three of those boxes checked, click the longer box that says sign, and then either type in or copy and paste John Messina. It likes the J and the M capitalized, but once you've got your name in that box, click the confirm signature box. If you're on your smartphone, you may need to turn it sideways. Landscape mode lets that whole bottom part pop up a little bit higher, and then you can click that box. Once you click on it, it does a few things. Of course, it lets us know that you know that it's month to month, that we're reducing the setup fee, that we're doing the website for you, etc. Now, it looks like you're successful in submitting that. You don't have to go the next step. It might ask you to log into your tracking system, which is not yet active. Once we do your client interview in the next half hour or so, or at least that's when it should be initiated, we will send you notification once your tracking system is active. Other than that, you're all set and squared away on my end. I did want to be the first to say welcome aboard. We're excited to get this going for you. Looking forward to getting your phone ringing and earning your business 1 month at a time. Now, you did want us to use your existing domain, right, and build the website on that domain? John, you still there?
Hello?
Yeah, I can hear you now. I lost you for a second there. Did you want us to use the existing website domain and build the website on that domain?
Yes.
And what is that domain?
It is eamelectric.com.
EAMElectric.com. Perfect. So I'll put that in the notes here for our technician. Our technician should be calling you, reaching out to you. Might even be as quick as like 20, 30 minutes from now, but definitely we'll get you squared away in this next hour.
Okay, perfect. How long would it take you guys to build the website?
It takes us usually about 7 to 10 business days. And if you can send us photos of you know, your work or your service vehicle or anything you want on there, that helps us expedite the process.
Sure, of course.
All right, sounds good, John. We'll be talking to you real soon here. Thank you so much.
All right, thank you so much, Paul.
Thank you, too. Take care. Pleasure speaking with you, sir. Right. Bye-bye.